just bless the beat.
This is Shauna the Songbird.
And this is Shari.
Welcome to another episode of Why the Songbird Sing. You and your fave.
I can't deal with you.
Like, you know it's about to happen. Like, you know, and every time you just...
It's gotten consistent. It's just been a while.
Goodness. So, Shari, how have you been? What has been up since last time we talked?
It's been pretty... I haven't really done anything this go around. I've been relaxing. It's now February, so... Get ready for Mardi Gras here. I probably still won't be going out like that, but I would do it maybe two parades. So yeah, so it's been pretty chill. The air fryer is amazing. I made some pork chop. I don't know what it is, but I'm not trying not to be racist, but when it comes to the air fryer, white people actually use seasoning on there in their ingredients. It's like, you know, you get a crock pot, they say just salt, and then they just do barbecue sauce and like maybe some cherries, and then that's the recipe. But then you get the air fryer, all of a sudden they're like garlic salt, onion salt, paprika, ground mustard, salt and pepper, olive oil.
That's because they've like, been influenced.
Where was the season at in all your other recipes?
Because crock pots are the way of their ancestors. So that's why. And then they've seen us do our thing. So now air fryer.
Yeah,
comes
I
mean out.
Some potatoes, they're like garlic powder, Italian salt, Italian seasoning, salt, pepper, olive oil. It's like, where's the seasoning at in all your other recipes? They only put seasoning in air fryer recipes.
Because they learned from the Negroes.
But yeah, I made a pork chop, it was great. It was delicious. 10-15 minutes, 400 degrees. If you're gonna afford the air fryer. I know it's been out like for several years now, but
right, people have like been doing this for like a while.
Well, I'm just amazed at the recipes. Like, you're actually putting seasoning on your food. But yeah, it was good. Yeah, this week was it was pretty chill. We're getting ready for a concert at the symphony, so I'm kind of hitting the grind on that. So when I come home, I don't do anything. Yeah, well, that's good. Your 2 weeks?
My time away. See, nothing much has happened, to be honest. Just hanging out with friends and stuff like that. So I already have a couple bottles of my fresh strawberry hibiscus lavender mead that I just made. And I'm working on another batch that will be the cotton candy grape. Flavored mead. That one should be finished within like the next few weeks. So okay. That'll be like available for tasting soon. So I'm excited.
Yeah, so mead is like beer? Is that like beer?
It's wine made out of honey.
Okay. This flavor, like this beer. Okay. So mead is like...
No, it's just a sweet honey wine.
That wasn't like mead. Like what is mead? Like that sounded like some... Back in the day, Celtic story, I heard something about mead.
I mean, yeah, it is an old beverage, whatever.
It matches you.
Don't do that. But I enjoy the fact that I can just like, once you set it up, you forget about it for months or weeks. And so like, I can do it. I can go away for assignments and I can come back. And when I come visit, I just check and make sure. Like, it's no mold being produced or anything like that. And then, by the time I come back for a longer period of time to where I can like properly like do the process and stuff. You know, it's like, okay, cool, it's finished. So like now it's just like me working on, you know, getting it better and finishing it up. Because
if there is mold on it, what do you do?
If it is mold on it, then you have to throw away the batch. What to call it? It's mold is bad, but then sometimes like other organisms can grow, and like those other organisms will actually dictate the, they will give it a different flavor and a different flavor to it. And so those like good organisms that just change the taste of your mead. And so it just kind of varies. And then, but a lot of times those different organisms come from if you put your fruit in during the fermentation process in the beginning. If you do not, because like with these batches, my first batch I ever did, I did fruit in the beginning stages of fermentation because I had won a higher alcohol content. And so that's why I ended up with one that was like, I think like 15 or 20% alcohol. And so I was like, cool. But so yeah, I enjoy it. My next thing is to do wine just from fruit and just fruit and yeast and just doing like that way. And then I'm gonna try to make my own sake. So I have bottles for sampling. It's the ultimate story of that. Yeah. And outside of that, just working. Righty. So now let's go into reflection. I don't know if I can handle this. You grabbed my arm and told me I'll be fine, but I wasn't sure. With wide eyes, I looked to see it, so massive and dark and brown. I gazed at it swinging side to side, waiting for me to sit upon it. How can I handle that? I might be on the thicker side, but I'm still small in stature. The sun was high and sweat was beginning to rest upon my brow. I feel like I was too young to try and handle such a thing. When does one feel ready? I await for my time to have this experience. The anxiety, it weighs me and my heart screams, pounding in my ears, legs shaking and sweat layers my body. I slowly rest myself on it. The warmth comforted me, but ever so slightly. Without a warning, I notice my breath is no longer a slower contained rhythm, but faster and heavier. I braced myself for what came next. Back and forth, I was rocked. Slowly you moved, and I feel everything will be all right. But suddenly, the rocking became deep, steady strokes. My body begins to bounce up and down, and deeper the thrust, my stomach fluttered. It was beyond anything I felt before. It was fun and exciting, and yet it was terrifying. As you reached your top speed, I found the closest flesh and placed my lips. The harder you went, the more my teeth sank in. The time had come and I found myself finished. My breath took a moment to collect. It was over. And I can say that I conquered the pirate. Yes.
Yes. Okay. A very descriptive reflections.
Well, this was why did you?
That we're taught, we're reflecting on a past experience from younger self. Rom, can you explain the reflections on this? As far as what you were referring to?
I was just weak at the fact that like, I'm sure that your face probably was terrible, and that's why you cut your video off.
It was fine. I just didn't want you to be distracted. So, since you were into your what's it called, voiceover?
Not my voiceover.
Didn't want you to be distracted.
I am weakest. So yeah, what I was describing was the time when I was little and me and my parents went to an amusement park, and it was a ride called The Pirate. And it's literally a big ship and it rocks back and forth.
You did not describe a ride for a child.
But I did. I literally did. It's a big brown ship that rocks literally back and forth.
And you made it sound like it was not that.
My goodness. Nevertheless, while I was on the ride, I was terrified because, like, I was little. And so, like, my body kept, like, coming up off the seat and my legs were, like, coming forward. And so, like, my dad was holding me down with one arm. And then my mother, then I had my mom's, and then I had held my mom's arm. But then, like, when we had got to, like, when we were, like, way up and it was about to be, like, and it was about to feel like we were about to be, like, straight up, I end up biting my mom's arm. And until the ride was over, I just bit down her arm and everything until it was over. And then, like, afterwards, I was like, oh, it wasn't that bad. No. Well, no, because, like, in the midst of me biting her, my dad was, like, hitting me, telling me to, like, let her go, whatever. It's just, like,
sure.
But I was scared. And to this day, my mom still has, like, the mark on her arm. It's like, a little light spot on her arm. And that was from me.
Okay. You'd be scared around you. You'll sit there and take them down with you.
Not necessarily. It's just...
No.
Whatever.
So that was good. Yes. That was good. That you experienced that and you made it through. You survived it. You conquered it, as you said.
Yeah, I did. I was very proud of myself.
And your mom had to bandage herself up after.
She was bleeding for quite a minute. I was just like, well, you two forced me on the ride.
That was awful. Any weird things for your reflections?
No, I'm just happy that you enjoy my reflections, even though you didn't get it. But
it's funny. I did not, because you described sex. You did not describe your ride.
I didn't describe sex. It was...
Yes, you did.
What I experienced on the ride.
You experienced sex on the ride? With your parents? In between you?
No. However, I will say, last time I went to Six Flags, I almost had an orgasm on the roller coaster, which was an interesting experience for me. No, there was nothing inside of me. It was nothing inside of me. It was just the speed and also, like, so, like, it was like that butterfly feeling, but even lower. And, like, and then with the shaking of the car and the swinging and the bouncing. And then I kept lifting up out the seat and I was just like, it was a lot going on to the point to where it was like, I was about to just.
Were you wearing a dress?
I think I was. I think I was wearing, yeah, I think it was fun times. Anyway, speaking of fun times, let's have a fun time with some Words of Light.
Is that time? This is a Words of Light segment with Shari. Today, I'm going to go over like a tiny prophecy that has gone out last week. Oh, no, Wednesday. So as far as me, last year was kind of a revealing of things that have been going on behind the scenes. And then this year is the year of judgment and restoration. So that's the season that we're in right now. So if you have your enemies, they will be getting their judgment. They will be reaping what they sowed on that season of them trying you.
Like they come on in
season for restoration and restitution, and they will be receiving their judgment. And of course, it goes both ways. You reap what you sow. So if you did something, you know, it's that season of payback. So for those of you, because as far as for me, people have been trying me at work a little bit. They're doing little petty things, little subtle things to get on your nerves. So for those people who like to do little petty things, I'm going to bring you to Psalms 37, 1 through 9. This is for the people that they're just being petty. You know, if they're being like evil, that's Psalm 35. So if you got some evil people around you, Psalm 35, hit them with that. If you have somebody that's being petty, they're not minding your business. They're not minding their business. Psalms 37. It's Psalm 37, 1 through 9. Do not show yourself heated up because of the evildoers. Do not be envious of those doing unrighteousness. For like grass, they will speedily wither, and like green new grass, they will fade away. Trust in Jehovah and do good. Reside in the earth and deal with faithfulness. Also take exquisite delight in Jehovah, and he'll give you the requests of your heart. Roll upon Jehovah your way, or rely upon him, and he himself will act. And he will certainly bring forth your righteousness as the light itself, and your justice as the midday. Keep silent before Jehovah and wait longingly for him. Do not show yourself heated up at anyone making his way successful, at the man carrying out his ideas. Let anger alone and leave rage. Do not show yourself heated up only to do evil. Evildoers themselves will be cut off, but those hoping in Jehovah are the ones that will possess the earth. This means exactly what it means. So somebody's, you know, they're bothering you. You ain't doing nothing to them, but they're just bothering you. Do not show yourself heated up because evildoers will be envious of those doing unrighteousness. They're not happy. They're not happy. You don't need to think that they're getting pleasure from doing that. And they're really not. As long as you don't react in the way that they're trying to make you react, they're not going to get anything out of doing that. Like grass that will speedily wither and like green new grass that will fade away. I have seen that happen over the past year to the people that have been bothering me for no reason. Trust in Jehovah and do good. Reside in the earth and deal with faithfulness. Know that he sees all and give it to him. Fear is full of worries and woes. Reside in earth with faithfulness. Have faith in him that he will handle the situation. Take exquisite delight in Jehovah and he will give you the request of your heart. Seek him daily and he will give you what you want. He knows you have wants. He knows you also have needs. Take exquisite delight in Jehovah. He will give you the request of your heart. Roll upon Jehovah your way. That's his will for you. Make a plan. Make it plain. And actually speak it out to him. Rely upon himself and he rely upon him and he himself will act. He will give you the vengeance, the justice. He'll certainly bring forth your righteousness as the light itself, your justice as the midday. If you were over here minding your business and they weren't, it will be revealed that you were minding your business and they weren't. Keep silent before Jehovah and wait longingly for him. Just wait for it to happen. It will happen. Continue to read the Psalm 37, 1 through 9, Psalm 23, Matthew 6, 12 through 19. Let anger alone and leave rage. Do not show yourself either only to evil. Do not do right or wrong with the wrong, for they will be cut off, and I've seen it happen, and those hoping in Jehovah are the ones that will remain. They will possess the earth. So that is your words of light this episode. Hope you enjoyed. Go forth and prosper.
Yeah. I live for it. If they are being petty, don't burn their house down. Because that's what they want from you.
Yeah, of course. This day and age, like, if someone's bothering you, just tell them that. And if they continue, and you're at work, HR, they're harassing you. That's harassment after that. Like, I'm sorry, and I did it.
And then, if they continue, then you can burn their house down.
That is the opposite of what I just...
That's literally what you just said.
No, it's not. I said, mind your business.
Right. So you mind your business and you burn their house down.
Don't listen to Shauna. She always do the opposite. Not always, but so often.
I would say most times I agree with you and I go with exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I will say burning down the house may be extreme. You can just slap their firstborn.
Do you not know what mind your business means?
Maybe you should explain to some of the viewers what mind your business means.
It means if they're not bothering you, you don't bother them. If they're bothering you, you let them know about themselves. And if they continue bothering you, you do not go about your way of bothering them. If you're at home, call the police, do a harassment report. If you're at work, HR, do a harassment report. And you go back to your work. You not get heated up and do evil, because then you'll be reaping that back at some point in time. You burn somebody's house down, your house is going to be burned down. You slap somebody's firstborn, somebody's going to slap your firstborn. That's how it works. That's why literally it says in Psalm 37, in verse 8, let anger alone relieve rage. Do not show yourself heated up only to do evil.
Okay, so what if I...
Why are you saying the complete opposite of what I just read?
But what if I slap their firstborn, but not out of anger? I just slap.
Yes, but why are you slapping them?
Let's say for GP.
What a GP?
Just general principle.
The principle of what's the... Y'all done made a principle if you just got to get even on somebody else's child that ain't done nothing to you? They call you fat and you go and burn the house down because they call you fat?
No, you shouldn't burn the house down. You should probably just, you know, just kill their family pet or like...
Because they called you fat.
Or you could turn around and... or you don't have to kill the pet. Okay. Instead of killing the pet, you will take the pet and give them to a shelter.
Are you or like give them to a... Why are you planning this out?
I'm just giving options for the appropriate...
No, we don't need any more options. These options are going to land you in jail.
My goodness. That tickled me so deeply.
You tickled yourself so deeply. Just like he was on that roller coaster.
Oh my goodness. I was like, I don't know, maybe like 7 or 8. Nevertheless, is there anything else you would like to add within your words of light?
No, just don't listen to anything Shauna said after.
I don't think there was anything wrong with it. Now let's see. So don't want to hold you long. It's just a couple of things that are current that I did want to mention. Good news, there has been a temporary ceasefire in Gaza with a current hostage release and return of the residents and distribution of aid as well. It has been happening. And so this is just like the first phase of the ceasefire and hopefully the plan to have everything, I guess, restored. How do you feel about the whole, I know people put a lot of focus on the Israel and the war of Palestine and whatnot with Hamas. How have you been feeling about that, or have you felt about it at all?
I have not really felt about it. And I've heard of it, but they stay in war over there, so I have not really been keeping up with it.
It's understandable. Like, for me, was when it came to all the genocides that were occurring and whatnot, it was so warming, and they were all at once, and it just saddens me, because I always think the fact that like a lot of this is due to like land power and like trying to impose like, oh, this is mine, when things have already been kind of established. And so I'm just like, we are too late in our years as a civilization to be doing such violent and heinous acts just for power and resources, in my opinion. And so I'm just kind of like, mentally, I was just mentally over it. But I know that the Palestinian people are going to have like a lot to rebuild from. And it's going to take forever to probably even see them truly thrive where they should be. So I just, you know, I just wish everyone who has been affected and everyone's family members and whatnot the best of wishes and blessings to come. We live in a very, the world's fucked up.
There are some things happening, yeah.
The world is fucked up, but, you know, we have to continue to rally together, in my opinion, and use these events, whether it's with government or whether it's just locally with community. We need to try to lean towards our bonds with each other. And with that being said, we're rolling into Black History Month. Are you doing anything special for the month? Are you just
living
your black ass life?
Yeah, I am black every day.
I feel that. I do not have any plans. I will be just, the only thing I am doing is I got a Pan-African American flag, and I got the hat is a Pan-African flag with Black Lives Matter on there as well. I'm going to put up in the yard today just so I can piss off my white ass neighbors. And so I love it.
I mean, it's fine. Black History Month, get your flag. And where are you going to put it, on a pole or just put it on a stick?
Oh, I have like a little garden thing to put it on. So I can just, it can be cute and just stand there and wait.
Yeah. You can you can make your colors for your event like that. This is happening in February.
Uh-huh, it is. I was thinking about that. Yeah. But also it's going to be a whole bunch of white people. And so I just don't want to be like,
I don't think they'll feel bad. I don't think that's
right. I don't want to shove it down their throats, you know.
That you're black?
Right. I don't want to shove it down their throat, you know. I feel like people forget that sometimes when I'm around them. And I'm just like, no. So in true Black History fashion, there are different ways that you can celebrate. With me, I am putting a flag out and once again, just living my everyday Black ass life. But also, there are apps and organizations that you can, or websites that you can go to help support Black businesses. One is BlackNow.co. You can go to their Instagram, which is at BlackNow.co, and they have an app where you can go directly to the websites of Black businesses, and they have everything from jewelry, skincare, home decor, everything. So check those out. Everyone is at an uproar talking about Target and their DEI situation, and my opinion, some people are talking about boycotting Target and whatnot, but I say during the month of Black History Month, for all the Black businesses that have good products that you are using or that you need to use, I recommend buying Black from the Black businesses. And it's just mainly to show, okay, even though you're cutting this program where you making an effort to push minority products and everything else, the need for you to still have these products and keep these names in your store will be better represented if we are going out and like shopping and consuming the Black owned products. And then also addyrawr.com, and I'll put all these in the description, for a Black-owned business guide, in which I think that was neat. And that's similar to the Black Now Co, where it has everything from clothing, skincare, home decor. I want to say it has some other stuff on there too. I can't remember. But yeah, they cover a little bit of everything. So definitely give those a shot.
Have you purchased some things from there, or you just looked at it?
I've looked at it, and some things I was like, these are really cute. However, I couldn't justify buying them. It was like more like home stuff, and I really couldn't justify buying it because we already have enough. And so we don't have like lots of space either for me to just like buy shit, even though sometimes I just want to buy shit. So
they have clothes, but you mainly looked at decor.
Yeah, I looked at decor because like I want to say, well, clothing, I am good. I really don't need to buy any more clothes, to be honest. But yeah, so I look at decor. I enjoy skincare stuff, but it's not time for me to refill any of my stuff yet. Yeah, when the time comes, I probably will go back to them and like see like what can I get. So yeah.
And you know, what type of skincare stuff you get from the Black businesses? Like what skincare stuff do you get?
You can get anything. Oils, body shimmers, butter, body butters, soap. Even some had perfume and colognes as well. With those, I want to add more perfumes and whatnot. But also, I don't have enough space. And then on top of that, I'd be kind of scared to buy a full bottle of something just off of the description. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's enchanting.
Like the cologne I got you, some years ago, you know, I was very hesitant because I was like, I don't know how this smells. I don't know how this smells. You said what?
That was amazing.
Wonderful. And I was like, I don't know how this will smell on him, because that's another thing. Like certain perfumes and colognes, they come off differently with your body chemistry. So it's just like, I was like, I haven't, like, you know, it was just like, I don't even know. And then it was, and so I was like, I guess. I was like, multiple people told me that it was good. So I was like, all right.
Is that Eau de Toilette? Eau de Toilette, something like that. So you got me. One of those, I guess. It's like in a blue bottle.
I forgot the name of the thing, but it was good. I'm happy. Yes. Then outside of the, and then, yeah. And then outside of Black History Month, I know there's a lot of stuff going on with like California wildfires. They're still going on. Much has been contained, but people have lost a lot of things. People are in limbo about, you know, what is covered, what is not covered, and all this kind of stuff. And so I just going to add other resources in the description, such as links to the RedCross.org, disasterassistance.gov, Black LA Relief and Recovery Fund, and blacklove.com. And those last two are specifically for Black families and individuals affected by the wildfires. And then outside of that, I had wanted to give a few things towards the trans people or the gender nonconforming people, because with the current legislation, is so much going on and so many talks and so many attempts to eradicate the existence or the or to acknowledge transness or anything outside of the binary. And so just different websites to kind of either find funds that will help you with any kind of gender affirming care that you need, or if you just need like counseling or some type of therapy during this time in order to cope, in order to prepare yourself for what's to come. One is pointofpride.org. With this one, they give lots of resources for gender affirming care. So does Plum. And Plum also has therapy and other little things, and also like community-based talks as well, which many will find useful. However, Plum does come at a cost, at a monthly cost, and I think it's like $100. And yeah, and all that is covered. And that's going to be www.getplum.co. And then lastly, for our Southern girls who are just trying to make it, there is southernequality.org. And that one just also gives multiple funds and resources during this time that you can utilize. And so, yeah, I just want everyone to just kind of like just continue to love yourself and protect yourself. And yeah, it's a lot going on, and you don't need to be too burnt out. You don't need to be tired, disgusted, or whatever feeling that you may have towards certain things all the time. It's good to have some relief. So
yeah, awesome. There's a lot of links and helps so that people can get what they need, information that they might need to do what they want to do.
All right, but that's all I have wanted to just like touch on today. You have any thoughts? You have any last minute things to add before we depart?
No, I think it was very informative. We had a good reflections. I hope that we implement the words of light, and then you have the things that you can do for Black History Month, anything that you want to support, and also if you need support in your life or you want to support somebody else in their recovery in their life, then you have that. So that was hopefully it was very informative, and y'all got some laughs and some kicks, hopefully. And yeah, so that was,
if not, I definitely did.
Thanks.
Awesome.
For good.
Well, all right, everybody. Until next time. Bye.
Reflection. 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 Reflection.